Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, the Bish calls in about his favorite song of 2016.
Man, you know, this is going to take more than 15 minutes. Hey, man, thanks for coming down to my basement. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. Thank you for the Guinness.
Sure, I got the bottles tonight. We are continuing our dalliance through 2016 here as we roll through January and had various friends and folks on to talk about their favorite song of the year.
Yes, we have done that.
Are we ever going to reveal ours at some point, or when is that not going to happen? I'm fine with it not happening.
Oh, you are? Yeah. I'm fine with it happening. So okay. We'll have to later on. That. There's only a little bit of room here in the basement, but we may have to like Indian leg wrestle or something to figure that out.
That'd be fine. Or maybe just we could do it.
Okay,
that'd be all right too. Via cellular communication, we have the Bish.
The Bish.
Bish, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
So, how's your year been?
Well, my first question, has it been a full year? Because I'm not sure if it has. I mean, has it been a whole full year?
Have you flipped your calendar? It's actually January.
Well, you know, as you get older, it's, you know, time goes so fast, and it just doesn't seem like it's been a whole year of music. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I was unemployed for part of the year. I don't know.
And we're happy you're employed now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes.
While you're unemployed, are you just like listening to sad songs during that time, or how does that work?
No, I was studying. I was doing finding work stuff. I was thinking about this the other day. In that I wish I had been like spending 2 hours a day on music and getting caught up, because I'm looking at my list of potential songs that I like this year, and I'm thinking, oh man, there's so many great ones to choose from, but they all seem like they're from like April on.
That's okay. That's still part of the year.
Yeah.
So before you get going too much here into the music of the year, mm-hmm. I think we do owe it to our listeners to explain that Dave Bishop,
the Bish,
and Patrick here, if you haven't listened before, Patrick Foster, because he never said his name earlier, you guys go way back, right?
Yeah, we go way, way back.
I thought we weren't going to discuss this.
That's Dave's publicist.
Didn't my people talk to your people?
We didn't get that fax. Actually, the fax machine has been a little backed up.
Oh, yeah.
But we were on the New Orleans Saints together in 1971. We both played wide receiver. We were both...
tried out for kicker, but there was some other guy that beat me out there.
A guy with half a foot.
He had the advantage on you.
Tom Dempsey.
Yeah.
He was good. No, yeah, Dave and I have been in a band for a little while, probably since the early 90s, called Wingtip Slope. He's the drummer.
No. It's the late 80s. Disagreement about this.
So mm-hmm. It's sort of the haze of that experience that leads you to guys to think that you were on the New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I got it.
Yeah.
Clear now. All right. So we have that cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both big fans, we know, of The Residents. And Bish, you like to rock the suburbs, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think this might be time to take a little break.
Let's do that.
And then when we come back, we're going to hear the Bish's favorite song of 2016, right?
Can't wait.
All right, let's do that.
You ever can't sleep at night?
Mm-hmm, that happens.
You know what I do?
Mm-mm.
I rate and review shows on iTunes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would recommend doing first?
What's that?
Rockin' the Suburbs. Rate, review. Five stars, excellent review. Then, when you're done with that, make yourself a grilled cheese, glass of milk, go back to bed.
So the other thing you can do if you need help falling asleep, it's not listen to the show. That's not it.
That's the wrong thing.
It's subscribe to the show.
That's perfect.
Subscribe on iTunes,
okay.
Or hit the follow button on Audioboom. You get regular updates for the show, and you'll always have it there for you.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. So we're back with the Bish, now with context. Thank you.
Yes.
So, Dave, lay it on us. Do you want to give us the top three, or just want to give us your pick for the
top
song?
Top three. That... I was ready to give you 20 here.
Okay.
Actually, I have to go with the song. The Parquet Courts album is so good, and there's a couple songs off that record that stuck with me ever since it came out, and they're the two hits. Berlin Got Blurry and Human Performance.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry those pristine days I recall so fondly. So few are the trials when a life isn't lonely, and now if only felt it.
But my number one song of the year is Drunk Drivers by Car Seat Headrest.
Really?
And has probably already been taken.
No, it's not been.
Being that I'm from Leesburg, I had to pick a local boy.
We talked about it as one of our favorite albums of the year, but not necessarily that particular. Well, we did talk about that particular song, but this is the first time it's been picked as the favorite song of the
year. That's right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So you're fine. It's actually Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales,
slash
right?
Killer
or do
whales.
You only like the Drunk Drivers part?
Right. I had to try and explain that to my daughter. She goes, "What's the deal about the killer whales?" And I was like, "Well, it's kind of a metaphor for, the size of the car." And then I started thinking, I'm not even sure if that's correct. Maybe
that's interesting.
That
I haven't heard that. That's actually really interesting. I love that because in some ways it's like two songs, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great ideas on that record,
yeah.
And they're all just thrown in there, and the way he melds so many of those ideas together, it's just so great.
So the band
so
is
great.
The band is Car Seat Headrest. We should say that. And you mentioned the singer being from Leesburg, right?
Did you ever see a guy who looked like he was 14, probably because he was, walking around with big headphones on, just aimlessly wandering the streets of Leesburg?
Yes.
That wasn't
every
you.
Day when I drive my daughter to high school. Yes.
There's a lot of them now.
Yes.
Leesburg is the new place to be from.
So a lot has been said about Car Seat Headrest this year. What else can I say about it? Nothing. But what I can say is, hey, there was a lot of other great music out there this year. And I just want to throw these other contenders real quick, because they're, I don't know, not that they're more interesting, but everybody knows about the Car Seat Headrest.
Right.
What almost made the top three for me was a song called Young Death by Burial.
I will always be there for you.
I'm telling you, I don't know, another week of listening to this song, there's something about it. In another week, I'm probably going to quit my job and, I don't know, switch careers. It's one of those songs.
Right.
It's called Young Death. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe insurance I should go into. What do you think? Another one that was kind of a late thing, it's a real dad rock song, is called They Put a Body in the Bayou by the Orwells.
Alright, make it quick. Good songs make you rich. Bad feeling, it'll pass. Good boys coming last. Bad girl by my side. Popping pills on the fly. Go gray when I die. Came by to see. I just had to know. Don't put the body.
Love that band.
Very cool.
Yes. And another very Did I say dad rock? Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
All right.
Can you say that?
We can bleep that out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so another late song that is so cool. And you got to love the group name, The Meat Bodies.
Yeah.
And the song is called Creature Feature.
Nice. Wow. Sounds like very garage cool. Rock.
All right.
All right.
So,
good picks.
One question, Bish, before we go, because now that we talked about it a little bit, it's starting to itch my brain.
Okay.
How do you characterize the car seat headrest television comparisons? Mm. I don't really hear it. What do you think, Bish? You've met Richard Lloyd flipped you off once.
I have no. He didn't flip me off. He
flipped off your phone.
And I happen to be in the picture.
He flipped off your phone.
So, no. To be honest with you, I've never heard that. I've never read that, but I've never...
Okay.
I haven't read a lot of stuff on that. But I'm guessing that it's got to do with the, 20 guitar parts in the song.
Mm-hmm.
In every song. You know, there's about 10,000 worse bands that you could be compared to. So
yeah.
Being compared to televisions, a very cool thing.
I think I don't really hear the similarity so much in the sound, although I think maybe there's a certain similarity in the approach to the band or the way it's sort of
sound like Vincent is definitely structured. Like
right. The songs
Marky
are
Moon,
structured
right.
or arranged in some way. But what I hear more of is like Pavement or which is a Matador
absolutely.
Band as well.
Yep.
Or I hear Beck too. Hmm. Like I think there's a lot in sort of his vocal delivery and sort of the way that a lot of the songs, kind of mix different genres or styles or approaches or mm-hmm. whatever the way Beck
mm-hmm.
would do. Yeah.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah, I do like that comparison, especially if you imagine him going into the studio with one of, the many Beck producers that he's mm-hmm. had and doing something clean. I hate to say off the shelf, but off the shelf production, but something that was very clean and him getting all those ideas out and all. Yeah, very much like Beck. I like that.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. I think that makes sense.
I'm worth something here.
That's why
all
we
right.
rock the suburbs.
Well, you know what? We're running out of time, but we should plan on sometime having a Bish week.
Yeah, we should have Bish week.
On Rocking the Suburbs.
Yeah, we'll do that in person.
He also, he lives in Northern Virginia, right here where we are. So
right.
we can do that.
We'll meet at the taco place and we'll record there.
Thanks for being on, man.
Thanks, Bish.
All right, my brothers.
It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales. Kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this.
That it?
That's it.
Am I done?
Yeah, we'll send you
checks
the
checks in the mail.
Yeah, are you? You're a member of the union, right? Just send us your union card number, and then we'll send the check out.
Hello? It's 554-329. Beep.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as you're in the union, we're all good. We'll just make sure your card's up to date and get it out to you.